Zog the Mishnah weiter, one before the last Mishnah of our Masechta. Perik Ches, Mishnah Hey, Amar L'Shayel. This person says to a borrower, "Hello, where's the axe that I lent you?" Amalai, the borrower, says, "Oh, mace, it died. Just died on its own." What really happened? Husha Nishbar, again, literally, it was broken. It means it was killed by a wild animal. A Nishbar was captured by robbers. A Nignav, or it was stolen, a Avat, or lost. Did the Shoyl gain anything by lying? And the answer is no, because he's Chayav an Oynis anyway. Hello, Reb Shoyl, where's my Shor? And he answers, Nishbar, it was broken. What really happened? V'husha meis, it died, a Nishbar, or it was captured, a Nignav, or it was stolen, a Avat, or it was lost. Hello, Reb Shoyl, where's my Shor? Nishbar, I was captured. What really happened? Vushemeis, it died. Oy nishbar. Oy nignav. Oy avad. Again, doesn't gain anything by lying. He's chayiv on oynis anyway. Hello, Reb Shoyl. Where is my shor? Where's the shor they lent you? Oy nignav. It was stolen. What really happened? Vushemeis, it nishbar. Oy nishbar. Yavad. What really happened was it died or it was broken, which means attacked by a wild animal. Oy nishbar. Or was captured. Oy avad. Or... where was lost? Hello, Reb Shoyl, where's my shor? Oh, Avada was lost. What really happened was, Vushemes, Einishbah, Einishbah, Einignav. In all these cases, what followed was, Mashbiyacha ani, I impose a shvua on you, V'yomer Amen, and he said, Amen, Elamaisa, he lied, he swore falsely. But Potter, he's Potter on the Asham and the extra fifth. Because the carbon asham and the extra fifth comes only for admitting to a shvua, which would have saved you money. In this case, he lied for no reason. Most people lie for a reason, a foolish reason. People lie because they look better. People lie because they want to antagonize. People lie because they're so used to lying, they lie even when it's not necessary to lie. But that was a terrible chait. But the carbon asham and the extra fifth, as is with the case of the shomer chinam, the same is true for the shayel. Even if he swore falsely, he doesn't bring the carbon asham or extra fifth unless he lied about something that would have saved him money. You know, one of my rebbeim once said, you know what you see from this Mishnah? When someone's used to lying, he can't even say the truth when he wants, when he doesn't gain anything out of it.